Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Wednesday, March 10th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news this evening, City of Wauchula crews will be replacing a fire hydrant on Makowski Road. Customers in the vicinity of Makowski Road, Stenstrom Road, Carlton Street, and 6th Avenue South will experience water loss starting at 10 p.m. for approximately 4 hours. Once water is restored, you will be under a boil water notice for up to 72 hours. Please heat water to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute before consumption or use bottled water. A recession notice will be sent out as soon as they have confirmed the water is safe to drink. And in Polk County, on March 8th, Polk County Sheriff's Office detectives arrested 38-year-old Christian Siddell of Lake Wales for burglary with assault. Siddell is a school bus attendant and paraprofessional at Alturas Elementary School. According to the affidavit, Siddell met her former boyfriend and his new girlfriend at the Lake Market, 4812 Timber Lane Road, in unincorporated Lake Wales to retrieve her dog from her ex-boyfriend. The victim and witness told deputies that Siddell pulled into the parking lot at a high rate of speed and exited her vehicle in an aggressive manner. The victim stated Siddell approached the passenger window and banged on it before snatching the passenger door open. That's when, according to the victim and witness, Siddell began pulling her by her legs to drag her out of the truck. The victim was able to kick Siddell off and close the truck door. Siddell was arrested for burglary with assault because she forced her way into the vehicle and battered the victim. She was transported to the Polk County Jail. Your local events: members of the Hardy County Sheriff's Office will be serving citizens in a different way this Saturday, March 13th, by waiting on tables at the Double J restaurant at 1341 U.S. Highway 17 South in Wauchula from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for Tip a Cop. All tips and donations received by Hardy County Sheriff's Office members will go towards supporting the 2021 Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics Florida. Please join them for breakfast on Saturday, March 13th, and enjoy being waited on by some very special servers. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Big T Tire Company is looking for a cashier. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of customer service experience are preferred. RV Care Pros LLC is looking for an experienced mobile RV technician. 2 or more years of experience as an RV technician are required, and an RVIA or RVDA certification is a plus. And First Southern Bank is looking for a bank teller, a high school diploma or GED, 3 years of cash handling, and 1 year of banking experience are preferred. All these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and reduce the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, new news or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. If you have any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers available, please make sure to send them to us. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 76 degrees out, feels like 79, mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is excellent, maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds east-northeast at 13 miles an hour with gusts up to 16. Humidity is ideal, 41%, the dew point 51, cloud cover 26%, the visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling all the way at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:24 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday, patchy fog early in the morning, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Thursday night, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s with east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says it's a system designed by farmers, for farmers, and that farmers and ranchers will have a voice in writing the Biden administration's plan for alleviating climate change. Vilsack tells Agriculture.com the USDA will be reaching out to agricultural sector in the coming weeks for ideas. He says producers could see three new revenue streams from climate mitigation, including carbon markets, conversion of ag waste, and capture of methane from manure as a renewable fuel. China is hungry for U.S. corn. From September 2020 to December 2020, China imported 4.9 million metric tons of U.S. corn, an 8,000% increase from the previous year. AgWeb.com reports these big guys are coming at a time when U.S. corn prices have increased around 60% since August. U.S. commodities like corn are on pace to dramatically improve over recent years and perhaps make this the best export year yet. The latest independent data shows COVID-19 infection rates among meat and poultry workers are more than 5 times lower than the U.S. general population and 95% lower than May of last year. AgriMarketing.com reports Food and Environment Reporting Network data shows the meat and poultry sector had an average of just 4.81 new reported cases per 100,000 workers per day in February, compared to 26.15 in the general U.S. population.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. NK Seeds is releasing a new series of high-performing corn and soybean hybrids later this year. This new lineup, called the Field Forge Series, offers growers with 10 NK hybrids as well as 20 new soybean varieties. Two of those hybrids have shown strong performance in Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. Joel Bowman is a corn product manager for NK Seeds and explains why growers should be excited about the new hybrid lineup, which is the highest performing series of corn and soybeans NK Seeds has released.
You know, when we look at growers and performance, you know, performance is a driver and everything. And, you know, it's got to be backed by sound agronomics and rapid product development and technology use. And that's really what the Field Forage series does for both crops. It's our highest performing series of products in the corn and soybean lineup, as well as outstanding agronomics to handle the challenges that a farmer is going to see year in and year out.
The series was launched last week at Commodity Classic and has received great feedback.
You know, this is something we've been looking at for a number of years, and really now is the right time with bringing out proprietary genetics in both ExtendFlex and Enlist E3 for soybeans, as well as the performance, the step change in performance we've taken in the corn portfolio. So
the Field Forage series will launch later this year. For more information, go to nkfieldforage.com or contact your local authorized retailer about NK corn.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. An official in the Lone Star State wants electric overcharges reversed.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the state's electric grid regulators need to reverse over $16 billion in overcharges sent to customers in the wake of last month's statewide blackouts.
Correspondent Keith Peters. Tech companies powered a 3.7% surge in the NASDAQ yesterday. Analyst Ed Moya with OANDA says markets have been adjusting to a recent rapid increase in long-term interest rates in the bond market.
There's an optimism that eventually this move in skyrocketing treasury yields is going to start to slow down. The Fed is most likely to act if there is some market disruption. So investors just saw that this is a perfect opportunity to start to pile back into tech stocks.
Wall Street was up 54 in the S&P yesterday, Dow up 30, NASDAQ up 465. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. NHL league-leading Toronto was tripped up by Winnipeg 4-3, their third straight loss. Tampa Bay with an overtime win over Detroit 4-3, tied the Maple Leafs with 38 points atop the league standings. Lightning defenseman Victor Hedman had an assist.
Got to find different ways to win games, and we did that once again today. I think that, you know, we weren't happy, obviously, after two periods being down a goal. And we came out and we pushed in the third and we got that goal, and, you know, then we sealed it in OT.
Lightning are 4-0-1 of their season-high six-game road trip. The New York Islanders were a shootout winner over Boston 2-1. The Isles stay atop the East Division, 2 points ahead of Washington, who overtime New Jersey 5-4. Jordan Staal's second goal of the game in overtime allowed Carolina to beat Nashville 3-2. Philadelphia was a shootout winner over Buffalo 5-4. The
NHL worst Sabres lost their 8th straight game. Pittsburgh beat the New York Rangers 4-2. It was Florida 4-2 over Columbus and Dallas 6, Chicago 1. This is SRN Sports. Top-ranked Gonzaga trailed 68-61 with 8 minutes left before finishing the game on a 27-10 run to defeat BYU 88-78 and capture the West Coast Conference Tournament final last night. Zags coach Mark Few's team is the first since Kentucky in 2015 to enter the NCAA tournament unbeaten.
It's really a heck of an accomplishment in lieu of, you know, these atmospheres that have been so stale and sterile and lend itself to defensive efforts like we had in the first half, quite frankly.
The 26-0 Zags trailed by as many as 14 points late in the first half, but dominated the second half. Drexel is headed to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 25 years after defeating 8th seed Elon 63-56 in the championship game of the Colonial Athletic Association tournament. Boston Celtics star Paul Pierce, Showtime Los Angeles Lakers star Michael Cooper, and 11-time NBA All-Star Chris Bosh lead the list of 14 finalists for the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame Class of 2021. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks in friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for the day: people say money is not the key to happiness, but I always figured if you had enough money, you can have a key made. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.